Hey y'all, I'm just on one of my morning walks with my dog, and I noticed I haven't done a boo about my new diet, or as I like to say, lifestyle change, because I used to follow a really, really, really bad diet. I used to drink a lot of soda and eat a lot of potatoes and pasta, and yeah, of course, you know, that can't last too long. So ever since I started exercising, I started eating much better. I hope the wind isn't bothering the microphone too much. Anyway, I started incorporating a lot of complex carbs and protein, and making sure I'm eating the right balance and cutting sugar as much as I can. Of course, I love baking, as you all know. So that's kind of difficult. Okay, Wendy left. And, but you know, I'm not gonna stop baking. I'm gonna slow down, of course. But it's hard to stop, especially when you do something you love. But, you know, I think of it as a treat. You know, I think of it as a treat, as, you know, post-workout snack. You know, like a muffin or cookie or something that I've made, brownie. And it's going really well. I find, like, if I snack on baby carrots or those cashew bars I was talking about forward, then I won't want cookies or chips or anything that's really bad. And yeah, it's going really well. I make sure to pick out, you know, good sources of protein, like fish and chicken and lean meats, and definitely tuna. Tuna's a good source. And simple carbs, I make sure to avoid potatoes and white bread and white rice and pasta. I do not eat those anymore. And I'm not sure how much time I have left, but those diets like Atkins and like those low-carb diets, I do not understand, because carbs are so good for you. Like, I understand cutting out the simple carbs, like what I've mentioned, but when you start cutting fruits and veggies, you're missing a lot of